Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge, where we smoke a lot of weed, we talk a lot of smoke. I'm your boy Los, the host with the most smoke, and today, Monday night smoke session.
Happy Monday, guys.
We in the building.
What up?
Dirty Wild West and Monique. We're landing. What's good, what's good?
Just trying to share the live.
Ah, you got a new phone.
I did get a new phone.
So you just got all your, you ain't even all the way hooked up, huh?
Yes and no. It's just now logging into stuff, remembering shit to log into.
So that's all the little dumb shit.
All the little shit that you don't realize.
Shout out to everybody for tapping in. We appreciate everybody.
Yes. Happy Monday. Thank you.
Yeah, happy Monday. What's up, Dirty? What you doing, man?
Chilling, sending out the invite.
Okay, okay. Yep, we appreciate everybody for tapping in. It is Monday. Mm-hmm. Tsunami warning. Fucking careful on the coastlines. If you were in the California area, Mexico area, right? Fucking Florida is getting swamped.
I think it's the West Coast. I don't think it went to the East Coast.
No, I think Florida.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No.
You're on the wrong coast.
Okay. Wrong tsunami.
Happening in the island of Tonga, so that's on our side, so mm-hmm. It's coming this way.
So it's shit. Like Japan and stuff.
Yo, did you guys see the explosion that fucking thing made? Like, in the...
Yeah.
There's some videos going around of, like, people recording this with the sound. Like, it don't sound like a... I've never heard of fucking volcano.
But it's under the water. It's right. Not above ground.
But this motherfucker sound like an explosion.
All right, because all that hot air coming from down there, all that pressure.
Yeah.
Building up.
Shit's crazy.
We don't want to be a boat over that shit when it goes off.
Fuck no.
Fuck.
That shit's crazy, crazy. So when did this tsunami warning happen?
Over the weekend.
It was like Saturday, I want to say.
Yeah.
Don't know now.
Yeah, that's just crazy, man. And then, so Santa Cruz, right? Santa Cruz is supposedly flooded.
The videos are fucking crazy.
Like, the whole coastline and shit is going to be fucked up, man. So, what people don't understand about, like, tidal waves and shit, it sucks water in first, right?
Yes.
Before the wave comes.
Yes.
So, as of right now, you can go to, like, the beaches in L.A., what's some of the fucking famous beaches
Long
out
Beach.
There? Long Beach and shit out there, and they are like you can walk all the way like out there.
You walk hella far.
Hella far.
I wouldn't do that.
I would totally not do that because the water's just gonna come. And you have nowhere to fucking go. Back. Yeah, you're fucked.
Shit's crazy.
There's like no other. I'm not gonna save you.
You don't want to be there. With
you kind of asked for it by walking that far out into the ocean.
You don't want to be there when that water's coming back.
I can't save you.
Yeah. In California, we have motherfucking what are those guys, surfers and shit. We got surfers out there, dude, waiting for this shit.
Oh, it's gonna be some of the best waves ever, but you better be good.
I'm sorry, my life is not worth any waves. Like, I'm sorry. You have no brains if you are even thinking. There's a tsunami warning, but hey, they were specifically told to stay away from the water, but hey, let's go to the fucking water anyway.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Bro, fucking, and
people don't make no sense.
Well, and that's the same time, right? Like, I was explaining.
That's the adrenaline that you get, whatever.
No, it's not even the adrenaline, bro. It's being a California. We paid for this weather.
I did not pay
you
for
the
tsunami.
You understand me? We paid for this fucking
I
weather.
I didn't pay for a tsunami.
Oh, you paid for this weather.
I did not.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
These motherfuckers are anxious for this shit, dude. They're out there fucking recording and
I
fucking lining up.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yo.
Some of the best waves to ever ride.
Crazy. You ever rode a wave?
Not a boogie board, but nothing like that.
I never have. Because water is probably the most scariest element to me there is. Because what takes down water?
Fire?
Not really?
No. Yeah, it does.
It does not.
It boils it out.
No, water will totally supersede the fire. You're crazy.
Fucking fire can boil that bitch, evaporate that bitch.
You can't outrun water. You can drown in water.
You can control. You can reroute it.
I mean, in the moment, you're not going to have time, though.
Yeah, no, not something that big.
You're dead.
That's crazy.
You're dead. Just stay away from the water.
Look at this explosion. Let's see if we can get to this. Let's see if we can see this explosion, man.
I seen it.
It's fucking, it's pretty bad. Let's see. Wow, here we go.
He said wear a life jacket. I don't even know then if a life jacket would save you. I think you're screwed no matter what.
So here's some images. So this is supposed to be an image, right, from...
from space?
Space. Okay? Because their cameras are better than ours. Mind you, that they was taking selfies on the moon in 70s and shit when they first hit the moon. Live streaming on the moon. Shit. All right, hold on. Here's some pictures. Bow.
Yeah. And this is like a once in a, like a, damn. What's a millennia? 1,000 years? Once in 1,000 years, like, thing that happens. So we'll never, like, hear about it again in our lifetime.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, not to make fun of, you know, the victims and property that was damaged, but I have to say that some of the pictures I seen in the video kind of reminded me of Forrest Gump. I'm gonna lie. After the storm, he's all waving and shit like nothing happens.
Look, there's Forrest.
Mom catching him on TV.
Like,
the only boat to survive the storm.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, it's like that though.
But yeah, that's what some of the.
What up? What up? Shit. Fucking, yeah, man, that's crazy. So that's what the tsunami. Been in the building, man. What's good? What's good, fool?
Yeah, that happened. And please, guys, in future tsunami warnings, please, please, please don't go to the beaches. Yeah.
So Ben,
was Ben at the beach?
Ben wasn't at the beach. You can pull that mic up right there too. So Ben's from the Bay, right? Like, there's a flood. Like, well, they canceled the warning, right? But you got motherfuckers out there, bro, fucking on surfboards and shit. Trying to catch this motherfucking tsunami.
What? It just doesn't. I'm sorry. I just.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Hey, Daddy, we're surfing. They probably out there trying to get caught up in the. You know, you got the crazy white women, and they would go out there.
Yeah.
You know how many people died? Like four. Hella people died.
You know, white people love doing shit that people die doing.
Yeah. They had this video of this dude getting suited up, right? And he was like, what are you doing? He was like, man, he was like, there's a tsunami coming.
Right?
He was like, and so you're going to go out there? He was like, you know, there's an advisory not to go out there, right? And he was like, man, this is a once in a lifetime thing. He's like,
you only die once, like, motherfucker.
He said this. He said, have you ever heard of fucking anybody riding a tsunami? He said, that's what I'm here for, man. He's like, I'm here, man. I'm here to make records. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Are you really riding the tsunami, though? Like, at the end of the day.
We're all going to be riding that bitch.
Right? Like, we've all better have our surfboards ready.
Well, shit.
Now, we have our go-to place in the event, like, a crazy tsunami will come and it's gonna like hit all of like the.
Yeah, we got our escape helicopter. Yeah.
No, I did not say that. I did not say we had an escape helicopter. I said we had an escape place to go to in the event we have to go to high ground.
So, okay, well.
I got a boat, my fucking goddamn. I'll jump in the boat. Like,
your boat's not gonna make it?
What kind of.
Boat? Do you think it's gonna survive a tsunami?
We got an aluminum boat.
In the middle of the motherfucker.
Right, right.
You know, you're gonna see it coming.
The wave's gonna be like this high, your little boat's gonna be like, you know? Your boat's not surviving that. Shit. Maybe if you had a submarine, then yes, hands down, I'll get in that submarine with you.
Have you ever been into a tsunami?
To a submarine?
In a tsunami. Fuck no.
No!
Fuck no.
No!
What's this?
I ain't gonna be stupid enough to go.
Ain't that normal? He said, ain't doing the edibles. He said, nope.
I got shit to do still.
Hell yeah.
Them edibles fucked me up.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, fuck the tsunami, man. Like, honestly, like, we're
that, like, a word.
Did you guys not see? Yeah. What is that?
Where would be the place to hide if you're going to, if the big tsunami was coming? If, you know what I mean? Like,
Okay, obviously what's high ground.
What the fuck is high ground, bro? You talking about
like
a building?
Sonora high?
Or are you talking about mountains high?
Mountains high is mountains. Okay.
How high is good enough?
Depends on how big the tsunami is.
I don't know, but I was always told when I lived in Guam, whenever we got the
That's island.
You would go.
Where do you go?
Mount Lam Lam, which was the highest mountain in Guam.
I think you guys are going to get taken out.
Well, I mean, the highest mountain in Guam, that's only because you ain't got no choice but to go there. That's the highest spot. Right? And even at that point, like, that might not even be the fucking high. That might not be high enough.
You know what I think of?
I don't know if it is or not.
If I'm thinking out loud right now, I see all of us just floating on a fucking log.
Yeah, okay. This ain't fucking Titanic, motherfucker.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I'm
putting
the boat.
None of our boats are going to survive.
To the highest ground possible, so that shit hits. We start floating.
Did nobody watch Deep Impact? They barely
survived. On that motherfucker tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
What did he say? What'd you say? He's gonna get wings on his boat.
Hell yeah! Tomorrow he'll be flying.
Yeah. So in case I'm, you know, she's gonna be right. I might be in the air. I'm gonna need some wings.
Might as well get a fucking hot air balloon.
Shit, we've
like
been
in fucking the mummy.
We've been hot air ballooning. That shit's pretty dope.
And we would survive a tsunami.
Yeah, but it's tight.
I don't know
yeah,
how much
we,
air.
We would watch all the carnage from up there. That shit's crazy.
I think we would. Wait, what turns
well, actually,
the smoke on? What
well,
turns
see,
the fire on?
You got to understand, man, even though you think that a hot air balloon would be safe,
it's
when that wave
not.
Is coming, it's sucking air in.
Okay, but not only that,
and you ain't got no control when you're in a hot air balloon. You're just drifting.
When we fucking went on our hot air balloon ride and the fucking people were like explaining the rules and like the best time to, I guess, ride in a balloon, it's only like before 9 a.m. because after that, you can like, it's totally dangerous. So either way, we're fucked. Whether it's a plane, a hot air balloon, or probably a boat, we're fucked. We're not surviving.
I just sent that to you, Ben. Yeah, no, it's over.
Yeah.
What else you got?
What are you scared of more, the tsunami or the earthquake?
Like I said, we paid for this weather. I'm not tripping on none of that shit, dude. I'm not tripping on any of that shit.
Okay, well, we're leaving California eventually.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
More than likely, huh?
Fuck California. Over
the taxes are fucking shit.
I don't want to pay for this anymore.
Fuck the weather. Fuck the tsunami weather you paid for. You got tsunami insurance?
I don't think they have such a thing.
They need to have it now.
Do they really have tsunami insurance?
If you live somewhere, yeah.
That's ridiculous. That.
Like flood insurance?
Pretty much.
Zombie insurance.
Yeah. Zombie insurance. Oh, hell yeah.
If I had to choose what kind of insurance
I would pay for that.
I would totally get zombie insurance.
I would pay for some zombie insurance just to say that we have it.
Zombie insurance.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with zombie insurance.
Definitely. Oh, what you got, Wes? Oh, okay, what you got?
What's Buffum? Okay, April, I don't know what Buffum.
Ooh.
What's Buffum? Is that a word I'm supposed to know?
What?
Buffum? B-O-F-F-U-M?
Buffoon?
I don't... Buffoon? Like, you're a buffoon?
Yeah.
I honestly can say that in my entire life, I've never tried to spell that word out. So to see it...
I don't think that's what he's trying to say.
Right.
I don't know.
But it might be... I don't know. I never spelled it out either.
I can't say it.
Who uses that word?
When I was like in maybe elementary school.
Got some diamonds here.
That's like old school. Tad bit.
Oh, both of them. Oh. Sorry, April. Didn't understand. What's on there.
You want to dab? Who's going to take a dab?
I can't dab today.
You know, dab. What you got? You got anything floating around besides the
sponsors?
Oh, shout out to the sponsors, man. Mm-hmm. My bad. Bow. Shout out to Getting Money Daily. Oh boy, make sure you're checking them out on Instagram. Flowers by Erica, Nulo's Macrame, Dirty Wild West Barbecue.
Make sure you follow and body likes going live.
Oh, sorry guys, fucking we got booted off the Rebag Live.
Hey, we're back. I'm a little slow, guys.
All right, so we talked about the tsunami, right? And how fucking motherfuckers is out there surfing.
Talking about my sickness.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. No, we talked about
I think more
tsunami.
People are concerned about the
people
tsunami.
People should be more concerned about my sickness to make sure that I'm doing well. Yeah. No, the tsunami. I think that's all we really talked about was the tsunami and then the sponsors.
Yeah.
We should probably share it again. Let me share it to people's.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. It was what? What did we do this weekend?
Nothing. Not a goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah. You was sick. That's right. Didn't do shit.
Couldn't go anywhere. I've been good. I was in my little space.
Shout out to old boy, man, for supplying some of these trees right here. We got fucking, it's, I don't know. What the fuck was this? Dirty, do you remember what the strains that he had right now?
I think it's that ice cream cupcake.
I think it's the ice cream cupcake, man. It's some fire. Some good. Shout out to old boy.
Sorry, guys. I am trying to send some invites out so we can get people back on.
Dirty, you ain't barbecuing?
The 29th. I'll be at a winery.
Do they have a sweet one?
In Livermore, Three Steve's Winery. I got that coming up. And I got a date in February coming up too.
Oh yeah?
Right. So I have to say, I was so bored out of my mind. I'm already planning your birthday, which is not till June.
Shit, it better be dope as fuck, man. We 6 months out.
I already bought hella shit.
Okay. We gonna take a dab of these diamonds.
When you're fucking stuck in the house, TV and social media can only take you so far. And yes, I start school on Tuesday, so I have done as much as my brain can handle right now for school, considering I don't feel well. So I just started shopping, which is not always good because, God, I can spend money.
She said I could spend some money.
So just add to cart.
What like, is Monique gonna come out with this year?
Shit.
It's not a surprise birthday, obviously.
Not anymore.
Right?
It's gonna... Okay. I want to talk about it so bad.
What you got going on, Ben? Huh? He says... Yeah, this week? He said
just
this week?
In general.
This fool. He's at the butt. Everybody knows what the fuck I'm doing.
Same shit, different day.
Oh, yeah.
How old is your youngest daughter now?
Give him that mic right there.
Oh my God. Okay, so I have this girl in my homework club, and I could not for the life of me, could not blank who she reminded, your fucking kid is who she reminded me of.
Why, was she crazy?
Yes. Yes.
That's the way they can find you.
But the way she looked like her when she was little, and like.
Oh, the little one.
Yes.
The one with the one eyebrow. One. She can look at you.
Like, she gonna beat your definitely head. Has some personality on her. And
the
little
youngest is Desiree. That one that has.
No, the second youngest.
No, you're talking about the third. The
fuck. I lost track. Mia. Yes.
That motherfucker's
crazy. Crazy.
Squirrel shit. I'm telling you.
How old is she? She's not 10?
Huh?
She's not 10.
That nigga's 17, but she thinks she's.
Okay, this baby. I forgot you had a baby. Yeah. I did forget about Desiree.
You're talking about myself. Trust me, I'm telling you.
Yes,
yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Next time this motherfucker in which, she'll be like, she's just crazy.
She is. And
she'll
I couldn't.
Like, bitch, what you want? I'm like, who are you talking to? You're bitch ass motherfucker. I'm like,
damn.
Yes. And I couldn't. I've had this girl in my homework club at my job for hella long. And I'm like, man, who the fuck? She reminds me of somebody. And then Carlos had mentioned her. I'm like, oh, that's who she reminds me of. Fucking Ben's kid when she was like hella fuck 4 or 5 years old, not giving a fuck about nothing. Like, yes. Yes. And like, I know that it has grown into like a young adulthood. So I can only imagine it's gotten crazy.
Like, she wrestles. And
oh, yeah.
She's almost got like disqualified out of the fucking thing. She tried to fight bitches. You know, they be doing dirty shit. And she just like, she tear her fucking thing off.
Goddamn Cobra Kai her own.
Like, little Cobra Kai kid.
Coach just got to run in and be like, hey, chill out. Like, because she ready to drop these bitches.
Oh my God. Is like, she still tiny?
Yeah. They're like, she's like, bitch, you might win the dressing. She's like, I got you on these hands, bitch. I'll fuck you up. And they're like, you can't fight these people, man. Like, you want to fight? Get in the boxing. You can't be fighting these
wrestlers. Oh, right. Get in the right sport.
Yeah.
Shit.
You over here making us look bad.
Damn, 17?
And then she just broke the carter bone at the last fucking tournament.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Is she a senior now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn.
My other one, she graduated last year, and she's a teacher in Modesto.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Good
she,
for her.
She wants to, she don't like it. She said it's...
Tell her to go to Elk Grove.
It's a teacher's salary, you know what I mean?
No. Go to Elk Grove and that fucking pay schedule for teachers, especially if she keeps going up and getting her units, they'll cap out like 120, 125 at Elk Grove. Ooh. Like, not even cap out. I don't want to say that it'll take her hella years. It'll take her like 5 or 6 years to get to that as long as she's doing all her like CEU stuff. But she can make a solid like 125 in Elk Grove.
Because she worked at In-N-Out from 16 to 18. As soon as she turned 18, she went and became a
She works with autistic kids.
Oh, good for her. Good for her.
Yeah, shout out to everybody tapping back in.
I am multitasking, guys, so I'm sorry. I'm obviously not very good at it. I am trying to send invites, and obviously I can't send invites at the same time. I don't want to. Right. I'm going to skip out on, like, a few.
So what you got?
My lungs can't handle it.
What you got floating around over there, man?
I'm having troubles.
I see. You got kicked off one time already. Probably from your foul language and shit. No. I'm just playing. No, I don't know.
Bleep me out then.
Foul language.
Okay, what am I doing? Mess. Okay.
Wow. Hi. She's high.
I'm not high. Maybe I need to get more high. Oh my god. So I'm going to talk about stories that you guys neglected to talk about on Friday. And You didn't even read the stories. You literally read the headlines that I sent to you and didn't even talk about anything. Over those. I was trying to like put in the comments all about those fucking stories that nobody. I'm like waiting for Dirty to fucking look at my comments. He just decided he didn't want to look at the comments no more. I'm like, well, fuck. I'm having a whole conversation with myself in the comments. So fuck it. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, we've seen that. No.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
Dude, literally coincided with the stories that you guys had. Like, what the fuck? But you know, I had a whole conversation with myself in the chats. Crazy Mane stopped talking. Like, nobody talked to me.
So Crazy Mane's fucking account got hacked.
I know. I
heard. He hit us up, man, all the way from Florida, man. Shout out to Crazy Mane, by the way. He's a big follower and shit. He does the chemo. What does he do? The chemo
delivery service.
Delivering chemo delivery while he's smoking weed and shit, watching Smokers Lounge.
Okay, he does not do
this
on the job.
He's gonna get in a fucking accident.
Let's clarify for Crazy Man. He does not do this on the job. He's very good and professional during business hours.
This is the PR.
Right.
She's like, hold on.
Correct that. I'm not trying to get the guy fired.
So he just had his account hacked
during work hours.
This is disclaimer now.
Okay, what did you say right now?
None.
Stories.
Yeah, you're supposed to be on your shit over there.
I have stories.
What kind of stories you got?
Yeah, what kind of stories you got? No, hell yeah. Fucking, are you working on something? You got a secret coming up?
I don't want to tell me a secret.
You want to tell it?
Okay.
That's all it took. Oh, you going to tell it?
So, as many of you guys know, as I have shared, I am going back to school for my master's of social work. It's no secret. I have several goals that I hope to accomplish. I'm only my second semester in, so I kind of got a long ways. Anyways, where I'm going with that is...
Did I dab it? No.
I want to start my own nonprofit.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you guys what my nonprofit's going to be. It's not going to be like, I get it. It's going to be a lot in the making.
But working on it. She's working on a nonprofit.
Working on a nonprofit.
Yeah.
Goddamn CEO, motherfuckers.
That's huge.
So, yeah, I am working on that.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited.
We'll see what happens with that shit.
Yeah. That'll be good.
I'm tired of warming up this bowl. I'm going to take a dab. I warmed it up like 3 times already and she ain't got distracted.
I didn't get distracted. Mm-hmm. I got a new phone.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like, so I don't know about this phone, right? Because it folds in half.
It does fold. I don't know how you guys, if you guys can see it or not. Yeah, it's the new one. And I literally had it for like 4 hours. So I haven't even had it like a full day to say whether or not. Let's talk in a week.
I had that.
And I'll give you my.
Yeah. Like, it's going to crease in the middle.
That one. I had the
when, like back in the day, out. Right?
No. Like,
oh.
Like,
oh, the other one where it folded the long way.
It was same way. It was just light gray. It was same thing. A little small fucking
square.
Samsung fucking some bullshit.
Hell yeah!
I
paid hella money for that motherfucker.
It ain't cheap.
And that thing fucking, I didn't like it. I just don't like Android.
Yeah.
Oh, are you an iPhone person?
I prefer iPhone.
Oh no, see, I'm not. Yeah. I refuse to go to iPhone. I've only had an iPhone for work purposes because they made me.
Damn, they forced you. That sounds like.
I just tell niggas like. That sucks. You can't afford
it. Can't you get the council culture on them for that?
Okay, just so we're clear, my flip phone is as much as an iPhone. Okay, so I can clearly afford either.
In general.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I'm trying some of these diamonds.
Like chicken.
So look at how tiny it is. Oh, go back. So I need
open it up, and it's got a fat crease in the middle.
So it is different, but
eventually
when,
that's going to crease.
That's what I'm going to. They better cover that shit on my warranty for free. I ain't paying for that. I didn't do it.
Shit.
So I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. And I am that person who will not fucking upgrade until an upgrade is due. So.
Do you do a lot of stuff for business on your phone?
Just email.
Just email purposes?
Can I ask you why you prefer that over Apple?
Apple sucks. I've never liked Apple in its entire life. I've never been an iPhone person. I'm anti.
That's not even an answer.
Yes, it is. I don't like it. Okay, can I be honest with you?
Is, I hope so.
Is
not your husband. You can be honest with me.
There's no back button. The fact that there's no back button.
There's no back button.
There's not. Okay. No, you guys don't have that arrow on any of your guys' phones. Anywhere. Where is that arrow at on your phone? To go back and back and back and back. You guys don't have that.
So we don't.
Swipe.
Yeah. I don't like swiping.
Swipe.
And Carlos can attest to how horrible of swiping because I can never figure out which way to swipe on his phone to just literally get back to the screen that I was in.
That should.
And I don't like that the apps. There's hardly any free apps on the fucking app store.
See,
the free apps.
See, not like Android. Not like Android.
So that's what it comes down to. It
comes down to the free accessibility of apps. There's no back button. After the iPhone 8, the home screen button thingy went away. Like, that bugged the fuck out of me for sure.
I think as a woman, all women love iPhones because they change so much. You know how women don't never want to just... The same
they
shit.
Don't know what they
okay,
want.
Then,
no, they don't want
every
the same
month
shit
they got a new iPhone.
Okay. They like new shit all the time.
I don't like new phones. I literally just said I will hold on to this phone until it fucking breaks.
50 pair of shoes.
Because that's different. You cannot compare.
And I need another pair of heels.
You know what? I do. You know what though? You do. You are a fucking cell phone charger stealer though.
She's a charger stealer.
Yes. Yes, you steal all the fucking chargers. All of them.
My daughter's in my house.
I don't know why.
And they go sit, they're gonna be right in my face, but that's my charger. I said, looking for your charger. Yeah. Now you found it.
How is it your charger? I just bought that. It's the only black and girl, black and.
No, my daughter's so cold, they'll take it. As soon as they take my charger on the ground, they get Sharpie and they write their initials on it.
Hell yeah.
I like their style.
I'm like,
D'Angela, show them that, good girl.
Like, shit. They know that's a goddamn
fresh ass. No, I don't like changing cell phones because that means I have 9 times out of 10, not everything transfers over. Not all of your fucking usernames and passwords transfer over. I'm lucky that all of my contacts this time transferred over and they didn't double themselves. Like, have you had that happen?
No.
Like, that's fucking annoying.
Oh,
like,
doubling contacts?
Yes, yeah. Where two of my husband's, two of Sean's are in there. I'm like, well, why the fuck do we need them twice? But it's just the way it transferred over. So, what are you gonna do? Yep. Okay.
Hey, different strokes, different folks.
All right, we got some joints out here.
Man, try it all the way.
Here, you can have one of those. Try one of those.
I used to be a dedicated BlackBerry user.
Oh my god! Kim K in the house!
Hey, but if we can take it back, I'll take a flip phone.
Right?
I would take a Nokia.
All day.
I would take a Nokia.
All day.
Old school one.
Nokia. No.
My favorite thing about flip phone is, like, my foot be talking to me, I'd be like,
no. Oh my god!
Hell yeah.
That was the first thing. Dude, that was the first thing of my. Fuck you! I could do that again. I get that sensation of hanging up on people.
And got New Jack City. Need to cancel that bitch.
Hell yeah! Just that.
That
motherfucking on it.
I love flip phone.
Yes, that sensation of hanging up on people again really feels good.
The satisfaction.
And then, so I got
the last word. The last word.
Bam!
Fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker!
That was one of the first things I talked about when we got this phone. So I got hella mad at my oldest right now because she locked us out of the fucking house.
Oh yeah, she called her and hung up on her. Locked me out, bitch!
And then she calls me right back.
I was like, I know how to tell. I was like, yo, calm down. We got live in like 3 minutes. Like, you better calm down.
Mandated reporter.
I'm a mandated reporter. Shit. Ain't you a social worker? We're gonna get, you're gonna get your own kids taken.
This fucking kid literally called me back. Hold on. She called me back 10 seconds later. She said, "Mom, did you get to hang up on me like you wanted to?" I'm like,
"Oh shit, hell yeah. Did you like that? You want to yell at me again?
Hang up on me? Oh, I couldn't even be mad no more.
Calling you clowning and shit.
Mad no more.
Calling you clowning. Yes. Hell yeah. She's like, "Oh, did you like that? I locked you out on purpose just so you can hang up on me."
You're welcome.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. Fuck your phone.
Oh my God. I love my phone.
Right. What you got?
You're an Android person.
We're going to take some. Did you try these? Shout out to the old boy. I'm fire
right here. Hey, I get it. Some people are just in their ways.
Right.
My sister, she's being her before I came here. That's what took so long.
What you got? What's that? That's just light green?
This is some.
Show that camera.
Mimosa. She fucking vaccinated. I'd be like, "What's wrong with you?" And she been sick. And I'm like, "Yeah, I know you enjoy being sick with your vaccination."
Yep.
And she's like, "I just hate Trump." I'm like, "So you're going to kill yourself because you hate someone over here?" "I don't get it." "You should have been Muslim."
Shit's crazy. He said he should have been Muslim. Fucking being stupid, though.
But I don't know. Hey.
Hell yeah.
You're going to be some, be a Muslim, damn it.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Catholic vampire Muslim. Shit.
A Catholic vampire Muslim? Sucking.
Just like I'm a progressively radical liberal.
Yeah, that's what you are.
Conservative.
Yeah.
I can be whatever I want.
Yeah.
I can identify, right?
Right. Hell yeah. Well, I mean, so hold on.
Don't go there.
Oh no, we going there. Hold on a second, because this is the thing, right? Because now you got people that's wanting to identify as 21-year-old, right? And they're not even 21 yet.
So guess what, guys? I'm no longer going to be 40 next year. I'm going to be 21.
I identify as innocent when I go to
college. Right? I'm innocent. I identify as being a
convict.
I identify as Jesus. So fucking, I bless thee for fucking even fucking with me, man. Fuck. No, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
You seen the, I talk about it all the time, the fucking Kanye Bible.
Oh my God.
Did you see that shit? Kanye, he got his Bible. He got the Holy Bible, took out the word God and put Kanye.
Well, that ain't the first time motherfuckers changed shit in Bible.
So it says in the beginning.
Yeah, but not to
Kanye
that
created the heavens and
you
the
know
earth.
That motherfucker crazy, right?
Yeah, that motherfucker crazy.
Oh, and just to follow up on the story about Kim K and him moving across the street, allegedly he did it for his kids.
Okay, but no, he still moved across. He bought a house across the street from her and moved.
Anybody do that shit?
Crazy.
They better check his house every 6 months.
Yeah.
For bodies.
Why? I don't understand that.
I'm trying to get the hell away from my ex-wife. Let alone I'm trying to
trying to move across the street, huh? So she could come knocking on my door for child support.
No, even if I left my wife.
So she could come over here wanting cash.
That's how it'd be. If I left my wife. And she's like, "What about kids? Fuck them kids."
Hell yeah.
That's why we in this goddamn mess in the first place. Arguing about these motherfuckers.
Told you we didn't need to happen.
You know what?
Goddamn
what you
fire
got?
House. They dropped him off the fire station.
Be like, I changed my mind after 17 years.
Right. I don't want these kids. I identify as these are not my kids.
Like, it's a little too
I identify as
right.
Not being a mom anymore.
Hell yeah. I identify.
I can go back to high school if I want. Be a student again in high school.
Well, I mean,
I would
you
not want to go back.
You know what you can
school
do, though? You can enter the women's UFC and beat the shit out of some bitches as well. You definitely can do that.
Like, she's the shit.
They're doing that. That motherfucker went there whooping the shit out of these bitches.
I'll take the going back to high school.
That shit crazy, bro.
Would I want to
stay the same age?
Would I go back to high school?
Look at that motherfucker. Look at that. Bow.
Do I have to go back all 4 years? Do I get to choose the year I go back?
What's this world out of, bro? This ain't a backwood, right? This something else.
Yeah, that's going to kill me, probably.
Those are way better than backwoods.
Backwoods are harsh.
My pink. My lighter.
I'm already irritated with my phone.
Already, huh?
Well, because not all of my defaults are set up and it doesn't know me long enough yet to know what I wanted to do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Are you dying?
Not yet.
Luis isn't here to save you.
No. What you got?
I'm not dying.
No, that's good.
Okay, I go back to my texts.
Shout out to everybody for tapping in, man. We appreciate you.
Yeah, happy Monday, guys. Okay. I don't care if I'm spoiling anything at this point anymore. Right. Spider-Man, the new one, the shit.
It's old now.
It is old now. But I could totally watch it 5 more times and love it just as much because I seriously love this Spider-Man. Tom Holland, I think this is the Spider-Man. I don't know his... it's a Holland, I think. So, they brought back all of... I don't want to say all of. They brought back Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man and the other Spider-Man we didn't watch with Jamie Foxx.
They're all old as fuck, too.
Tobey is old as shit because he was the oldest of them. Right. He did age, but he's really cute for a little old white guy.
Hey, can you imagine, though, like, fucking being all the Spider-Mans behind the scenes? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit's got to be fun as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I didn't know they were bringing back all of, like, the villains. So, the Green Goblin, probably one of my favorite villains in the Spider-Man series. I don't know if it's the actual villain or the character or the actor that played him. I really, really liked him. He actually had to wear cloaks and, like, cover his face and drive in, like, super tinted cars so nobody knew that he was going to reprise his role in the Spider-Man. I didn't know that. And nothing I had read had talked about his appearance in it, so I was really excited.
Did
to
they
see
do
him
their
in
own
it.
Stunts at this point? Because at, when they was young, they was, like, capable. Now they're like, what?
They're older. They're not doing Sylvester Stallone kind of shit.
No, dude, hell no. Sylvester Stallone's still out
he
there.
He, like, just needs to kind of die.
Still jumping off buildings and shit, fool. That shit crazy.
Fuck, if he could do a Rambo again, I swear to God, he probably would be in
a Rambo.
Yeah. Yeah, if they said, hey.
Or another Rocky.
Mr. Stallone. Oh, my God.
He would probably do another Rocky.
He totally.
What was the last one he did?
Six. Five. I don't know. That's right, he wasn't that one.
Yeah,
but that
Creed?
Technically wasn't a Rocky.
His face don't even move no more. Dude, all that Botox got his shit. His lips just move. Like, somebody come put in a happy expression. I ordered happy. Like, you know?
That reminds
his
me
eyebrows
of
are way up here and shit. Like, where my hairline is. Like, way up here.
Like, they gotta do Botox injections in between sets, I'm sure, because his face is so
start
old.
Sagging and shit, dude. Like, cause it only lasts 20 minutes. He's so immune to it and shit. That shit crazy. That's fucked up, man. But do you see him talk though?
And you know the okay, age fucking gracefully. I get it. I am almost 40. So no, my body is not going to look like 20 and my hair is not going to look like it did when I was 20 years old. Like, age with grace.
Right.
Okay, wrinkles I think are a privilege.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's whatever.
You think like that?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay. There's very minimal
I'm using CMOS on my body.
Okay, well, CMOS ain't
yeah, I'm the CMOS that you can lick off. The good shit.
Oh my God, wait, you're here for that episode.
That's a family show.
He said it's a family show. Hell yeah.
So, okay, I really do take CMOS, and it's like a jelly.
Yeah, we have a shout out to the CMOS lady, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Desi, for saving me today and coming by and making a delivery.
Oh, she came by?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's like, what's CMOS? No, that's some real shit. It's some really healthy shit, man.
So, there's two different kinds. You eat it. You eat it?
She has then, one that you can eat and put on your face, yeah. So I'm like...
She's like, someone's going to lick up your face? I'm like, no, lick my face.
No, well, hold on a second. I did say that.
You totally said that.
I did say that.
You just need a tablespoon.
Mm-hmm.
A tablespoon a day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you can lick it off somebody if you want.
Yeah, you can lick it. You can totally lick it.
I'm just trying to find out what CMOS
is. Yeah, the CMOS is the shit.
I'm just trying to find out the benefits of it.
Yep.
I hear people talking about it a lot lately.
You're on social media.
Yep.
I know. I never thought you would actually come to that.
You know, I did it to try it because my daughter...
I gotta see what she's doing.
I had some kids with a long time ago, and she finally like hit. I hit her up when she was 17. They didn't want. Well, she didn't want to undo me. Her brother did. And then when she turned 23, she got pregnant, and she hit me up out of the blue. And me and her been like, she been in my life since, and she's 25 now.
Good.
And she always hounded me, why don't you contact your other kids? So I did social media contact my kids. None of them contact me back, but all kinds of other motherfuckers hit me up. And I'm like, God damn.
Once you hit social media, people will find you.
Oh, yeah. I have thousands of motherfuckers ask me shit. I'm like, who are these people? Like, they went to Franklin. And
Yep. Yeah, social media is the shit. They turn it into the metaverse. No, like,
sometimes I hate actually, social media.
Some dumb shit, because I be looking at this shit like, these motherfuckers some lonely, bored ass.
Yeah.
No life having
money. Yeah, all up in my business. Shit.
Go outside and play, damn it.
Go outside and play. Go out and kick some dirt around, huh?
Do something.
Yo, my
get out,
like our youngest daughter don't want to get outside and do shit, bro. She don't want to go play with friends. I'm like, fuck them. She's like, fuck them. I'm like, go play with your friends. I'm like, fuck them.
You know,
my like, wow. Well, she didn't say fuck them, but that's how I'm taking it. I'm like, wow.
And I go ride bikes, do something. They're like, we're not outside kids, we're inside kids. I said,
what the fuck? Yeah.
What the fuck is an inside kid?
What are you guys planning?
Inside pets and shit.
Who taught you that?
Hell yeah. Oh, we're inside kids. Yeah. Well, shit, Ben, you can't say shit either. Fool, you don't like going camping, right? You gotta be.
Nigga, I don't play homeless, motherfucker.
You play homeless?
Yeah, I don't play homeless.
Hell yeah.
That's bullshit.
Hell yeah.
Camping?
Any motherfuckers
that
do, they
I have never, ever in my life heard it like that.
You're playing homeless for a couple days.
You have a home with running water. Perfectly everything you need, but you're gonna go out and God. Fuck around and just disrespect the homeless. And go out there, eat all kinds of food, leave shit everywhere, waste shit, and just go home to your home.
Hell yeah. And go out there on rafts and inner tubes.
You're still homeless. You just went made fun of them for 2 days.
My God.
Yeah, I never looked at it like that.
I never, ever, ever looked at it like that.
That's some cold shit.
Hell yeah.
See, I got a heart. You guys.
I'm still going camping.
I'm still going.
I know.
He said, people's going to be people.
I ain't mad at them.
He said, but they weird. Hell yeah. Why you?
And you know, two things. I'm scared of, I don't want to be homeless.
No,
and I'm scared of white people cooking meth in the fucking goddamn wilderness out in the open.
Hell yeah. Why you doing that for? Shit.
I mean,
I don't be on the goddamn news.
Hell yeah.
Find me in a little Folgers cup. While I'm out playing homeless. I had no business out there.
Oh my God. I've never.
He said, "You dude, standing on the corner selling drugs sounds a whole lot better now, don't it?"
Oh my God.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's right.
There's a bear. Shit in the woods?
Hell yeah. Am I a bear?
I don't know how it was. I'm not a bear.
Hell yeah.
Not a polar bear.
No, they don't.
They shit in the snow.
Yeah. Fucking dirty. You
they shit in the snow. Is that what you just said? Where else are they gonna shit? Where else are they gonna go? I mean, hell aren't they from...
So look, this is a little. So this is the conversation me and my little daughter have, right? This is a real conversation. This is a real conversation, Dad. What happens when you fucking compress two farts together? Okay,
what?
Hold on a second, because this is a good question. Now at this point, right? I've never heard. You might be able to patent this. I'm not sure. If you're able to compress two farts together and make a combustion. What would that combustion be, dude? Like, and what would it smell like? Shit. At this point, you're fucking. It's like crossbreeding weed plants, bro. You fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, but at the end of the day, what two farts smell?
Well, I'm just saying, if somebody farted in the jar, or somebody else farted in another jar, you was able to capture those farts, compress them together.
It don't matter who shit. It all
shit, right. But hold on a second.
Hey, what do you think will make more money? Farts or used underwear?
Used underwear on fucking on. I swear to God, use. Well, it depends. Farts in the jar will sell, man.
In the jar, people sell that shit now.
Yes,
that will sell. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And they smell.
If you fucking put yo, I ate Mexican food all week long, man, and these are my 7 jars of farts. You can sell those. Somebody's going to fucking buy those, bro.
What is wrong with somebody who would want to do this?
I don't know, but Am I lying?
But you gotta put a woman's face on the jar because ain't nobody gonna buy a dude's fart.
Well, there's some nasty women out there too, though, bro.
I mean, a woman could slap her face on anything, not to say those are her farts.
Right. I can fart in a jar and put a woman's face on it, man. Go ahead.
She's gotta put a woman's face on it.
Right.
So you got catfish.
You got catfish in the worst way, boy.
Catfish is a retail business right now. Catfish and farts.
But you can, though.
She wanted a mud just off her farts alone.
Yeah, I'm the OnlyFans chick, right?
You know, yeah. You motherfuckers high talking about some shit like this.
Nah, no, but these some ladies making
conversation about farts.
selling them though.
But people are making
selling them though.
But there is this chick legit making money selling farts.
I hate her.
Hell yeah. He said, I hate that. Hell yeah.
I mean,
$1,200 a month on selling farts.
That's the business.
She's probably making that per fart now. Per fart. Can you imagine? Like, I'm not getting paid to fart, and I'm not farting unless I get paid for it.
How much you charge me to come sit in my car at the middle of the road and fart? So I can eat the poop.
Oh my god,
man!
I want
Dirty. Let me ask you.
No, because there's weird motherfuckers.
Hey, Dirty.
I want you to piss on them, shit.
His name's Dirty, all right? So Dirty, Dirty, is this fucking viable?
Fart
in the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's the shelf life like,
bro?
You would ask that question.
Well, you need to know if you're selling farts, the product, you know,
how
shit spoils.
Must be smelled within 6 months.
Hell yeah.
I have to test it out for myself.
Hey, yo, this is possible. This is very possible. You know, China got the, like, they have air cans that where you can pull the cans back
and smell fresh air.
Fucking mountain like air. Mountain air or fucking winter spring or fucking wilderness. This is real shit. Bro, you've been to fucking Disneyland where you ride the fucking California Adventures where you're riding and they fucking shoot smell at you?
Yeah.
Bro, I put smell in the jar all day. You can fart in the jar. All that. Eat cherries and call it cherry farts, man. Just fucking
Minty farts.
What else you got over there?
Skittle mints.
So, highway. Okay, so Antioch is close to us for those geographically that are not
right,
from
in
here.
In the Northern California area.
It's in Northern California. Well, there was this guy who, and I don't know the whole story, but he was taken into custody because he was naked on Highway 4. Just dancing around.
Ooh,
naked.
That's normal there's everywhere in California.
To be naked.
You can see the nigga in Stockton.
But seeing it in Stockton, like, you know, at the corner, like, that's normal. You know?
I got a video of that for
but on
picture.
Highway 4?
Bow. There you go.
It's normal.
Oh, is that him in front of the truck?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's tripping.
Him. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, he's tripping, bro. He's lucky he didn't get shot.
Why are you gonna shoot him?
Yo, is that the same
he's
dude?
He's living his best life.
Is that the
life?
Same dude on Bianchi and March Lane? This fucking running through the.
He was happy. He's like, hey.
That looks like the same dude on Bianchi and March Lane. That's running through the fucking the car wash.
Oh shit!
I know what you're talking about. You know who I haven't seen is the guy that balances like the bottles on his head.
I just seen him the other day.
Oh,
he was right over there off of March.
Where
Lane,
he moved to?
Towards.
He's usually by Target on March right and Pacific.
Yeah, he balances.
He was right there on March and West Lane.
Hey, that fool got bread.
Down.
I ain't seen him in a long time. I seen him right there. Fucking, he had something on his head.
Yeah, he. So we have. He's what is he? I won't even call him a homeless guy. I call him an entertainer.
Yeah,
a street performer.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? I think he fucking came from like the Bay or some shit because he's not regular out here, bro. These motherfuckers just ask for change. This motherfucker's over here performing shit,
he's
bro.
Out here. He's from out here.
Do you talk to him? Yeah.
He's not known.
I know everybody. I know a lot of people, and that's some of the people I know his cousin.
Yeah. Why is he homeless?
Drugs and mental issues.
Okay. Yeah, okay. But he be making money doing this shit though.
He has to be. I want to pay him, but he's always on the opposite lane, so I could never give him a dollar.
Wow,
or
seriously,
a couple dollars. At least he's working for his money.
Okay, only when he has the basket full of shit on it, like that's when that was impressive.
Yes.
Look, I'm upset because he's not just there asking for change. I'm entertained while I'm at the red light.
Yeah. Who else can hold a fucking Food for Less basket on their head with the bowling ball in it. Fucking moving fucking around.
The hat shit.
Balancing the bowling ball in the fucking basket while he's balancing his. Yeah,
that's. You gotta give him something, shit.
Yeah,
right?
That's ridiculous.
Like, just the fact that he was like, you know what? I'm gonna go put this on my head. They didn't go ask for money. Like, you deserve a dollar just for that.
I was entertained.
Right? At my, you know, right 2 minutes at the light, I was like, it's worth $2.
He's a local street performer.
Exactly.
Them niggas in Frisco be on the little carts paid in silver, motherfuckers, getting changed.
Shout out to
that
guy.
They ain't even entertaining.
They can't even be at the pier anymore. At Fisherman's Wharf. I don't know where they got booted to.
Yo, did you guys remember that fucking one performer that was fucking pushing the basket with it on fire?
You guys talked about that on Friday.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Did they still see can't figure out how he didn't get but burned.
Did they see a video? Let me see if I find it. I'll find it right now. Hold on.
Your shit's on fire.
Yeah, watch this shit.
Hey, shit's on fire.
What you got?
My phone's being... Okay, so this is kind of sad, because everybody knows this. Like, you have to read this in, what, like, fourth or fifth grade about Anne Frank? The Jewish kid?
What Jewish kid?
Anne Frank. You read the book. In elementary school, everybody read Anne Frank.
I don't know if I would enlighten me.
The kid, the Jewish girl that wrote a diary.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The diary.
I remember.
Anne Frank.
Okay. I remember.
Well, they just figured out who snitched them out.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, somebody fuckers. Said they'll shorten a jar for $1,200.
What's that, JD's do shit?
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
Farting a jar for
$1,200. Yeah, shart.
Oh, shard in a jar. Oh, shit.
I don't know if I want that.
Like a stuffed panty? Ooh.
That's a little.
A stuffed panty? Ooh. Hey, that might sign the jar.
That's gross.
$1,200, you get a chip of shit in there.
Hey. For $50, it might be a piece of corn, too.
Yeah, you guys are nasty as fuck, dude, on that shit. Alright, so check this out. This is the your shit's on fire, dude, right here.
This is a refresher.
This is just a refresher. Go to my Instagram. Go to
and
my
I never
Instagram
see this
reels.
Shit, guys. I always miss the good shit. I wasn't there in this.
Hey, brother, your shit's on fire. It's on fire, bro.
Why are
you recording
your shit?
Your shit's on fire.
Why
are you recording your shit?
That dude got high,
so pissed.
Walking towards the Chevron.
Your shit's on fire. That's fucked up.
So mind you guys, he's literally about half a block away from the gas station. Okay, you literally, as soon as you pass that like church,
Bianchi,
yes, right there by the old Chevron.
And he was going towards the gas station, bro. Like, dude, the way he was pulling, I didn't even know if he knew. I was like yo, bro, your shit's on fire.
I still don't know how he was.
He was all mad at me, bro. He knew. Shit.
He's like, you the nigga that lit it on fire.
Yeah, he was pretty pissed off, man.
He
looked mad.
He just tried to help him.
But yeah.
Mad too. My shit's on fire. I'm homeless. All the shit I got.
But he's,
and them niggas out there camping.
He ain't even trying to put it out or nothing, bro. Like, he said, out there just camping out here underneath this.
That's how he's grabbing.
Hell yeah.
They just survive and they fucking playing.
Fart on fire, I gotta move.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Well, just in case you guys didn't think we had it bad enough in America, North Korea now has to use their own shit to make fertilizer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So Kim Jong,
I don't know.
How do you say his name properly? I don't want to do it without getting killed.
So yeah, they're encouraging, which means force in Korea.
And that's what he looked like. That's what he looked like out there.
To make their own manure because there's a shortage. So our oldest daughter had
to make manure with like. They got chickens and cows.
Right, like,
there.
Why your own? Like, you out of animals?
Like, horses, I know, you motherfucking Yoda.
I'm good. I'm gonna grow my own fruits and vegetables at this point, man.
Well, okay, you have to think about, like, North Korea is nothing like America. So our oldest did a country report on North America, and, like, when people from non-North Korea visit, they have like fake grocery stores. Like, it's like, you know, the store we went to in Vegas with all that fake shit? That's North Korea. Like, it's cardboard shit to, so, like, hold on, what, that hold they're on. Taking care of.
The Omega.
Is it the Omega Mart?
Omega Mart. You've been there in Vegas? The fucking grocery mart where everything is just, you open up a fucking cooler and you're going inside the cooler and it takes you down a slide into this whole other fucking room. Too, and then, like,
but it was just another, like that.
Like that, okay, type, well, of shit, bro. It was weird.
Aside,
bro,
from like the intergalactic shit in that store.
The intergalactic
shit. North Korea has fake storefronts. Like, they.
Right, right.
To make it look like North Korea is thriving and their citizens aren't suffering.
You're right. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, mm-hmm, huh?
Yeah.
Well, not really, because if you really know about how the world is.
Right, right.
They're. All the other countries are, oh, they don't that? Live like us. We're the richest country there is as far as the way we live. We're, mm-hmm, so wasteful. We're
right.
So
mm-hmm. We don't give a shit. Everything. We wipe our ass with 24 like pieces of fucking toilet paper at one time. We don't give a fuck out here.
Okay, the hell.
You know, they're allowed to have children. Their cars would be allowed to be driven so many miles. It's really, you know, a dictator out there. It's
total dictatorship. And like... I'm just gonna shut up. Just never.
Shit, I'm gonna lean too far left.
It really goes into like everything against I would do is like for social work. What, yeah. I can say, so I'm not gonna say it.
Damn. Put you in a predicament, huh?
Okay, and let me just keep it real. I don't care what human being you are from, or let me rephrase that.
What human being you are from. Yeah, that might need some rephrasing.
I don't care where you are from this fucking universe.
Okay.
You have a bias. You cannot get rid of your biases. It is just part of human nature. It's ingrained in you. So you just know how to like work with them, right, and recognize them. So that's why I just shut up, because
she said that's why I just shut up.
You're right. There is some people. There's a lot of people that are biased, and there's some people that aren't.
They just know how to not act on their bias.
There are some people that aren't biased.
You can't name me five people who don't have any biases that. Generally, truly don't, unless you're like Mother Teresa.
Okay, well.
You think she wasn't biased?
No, I think she totally was.
She was a fucking cunt.
That's why I said everybody has biases, yeah, and it's whether or not you
know what that
bitch
used to do?
Them.
She used to have all those fucking places for sick people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of giving their medication like she was supposed to take care of them, she's like, you're going to suffer. You don't get,
oh, like,
meds.
She chose?
So
she got to pick and choose?
So you become closer to God.
Right.
Because the more you suffer, the closer you are to Him. That bitch is sick.
That's crazy.
And they made her seem,
well, like, because she had the power. The power got to her at that point. That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, I'm just going to say nothing. Like Cardi B, like going into my next story, she has a defamation suit going right now because somebody's
defamation of her character. She drives around half naked and acting like a fucking, I don't know what. Her character's already fucked.
She's already, fucking drugged men took their money. And then like now she's mad because someone said like she has herpes and like all kinds. Like, bitch, you probably do have herpes.
No, that's what I mean?
She should be mad because of her fucking face.
You can't put makeup on herpes.
Well, and it's just like, what else did they say? I don't know. They said like some stuff that's probably true about her. Now she's all mad about it. Like, she wasn't a fucking stripper, you know, drugging men. And now all of a sudden,
right,
she's high and mighty and has class.
That was facts, man. That
it was total out. Facts. Yeah. There's receipts out there for that.
Yeah, that's insane. Receipts.
So
you mean snitches? No.
I mean, if you got the evidence, that's her fault.
Well, they call this. It's called reporting.
Right.
They don't call it snitching, or it's called reporting.
Right.
Just reporting.
Right.
Whatever you want to call it.
If you see something suspicious,
right? Hey, look, yeah. You see something, say something. If you see something, say something. Motherfucker, I will. Yo. Yeah. Everybody. Dude. So, Ben, let me ask you something, bro. Do you think 6ix9ine, bro, was the gateway for, like, this whole industry to fucking open up as far as, like, to be okay to be...
It's okay to snitch.
It's okay to be a snitch.
He's not the first...
No, I know he's not, but...
But look, he didn't even... Look at, first of all, it was,
talk to me. Hell yeah. He said, give me this motherfucking microphone. Here.
That's what they need the rappers and all these musicians for their influence.
Right.
They need to send a message, and that's what they're trying to do. Like, yeah, snitching is okay. Because niggas been snitching.
Yeah, Johnny, no, forever, bro. We know this.
He was a big snitch.
None of these fucking artists and shit, bro, are really about the streets, bro. Like, this is all entertainment.
It's all what they want to. It's a plan that they have going on.
Right.
To have people do what they want and have them keep attracted to that lifestyle. So you keep getting these kids in these low fucking income housings that live in poverty that think, oh, if I sell dope,
right,
do this, I can become rich, I can become a rapper. Nigga, all you gonna
be doing is I'm gonna do whatever it takes for me to get that chain. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit crazy, bro.
The chain, huh?
Man, you have no idea, bro, what that chain represents in the fucking music industry. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, that's motherfuckers, they work, they sell their souls for that shit.
Yeah.
That shit crazy.
Yeah, but it's crazy that fool, like, they did that all for what they wanted.
Yeah.
Because who in their right mind from the street going to let a motherfucker with rainbow hair jump, come to the hood? And be in the hood.
Never.
And
not out this way.
What kind of goofy game shit is
that? Well, I mean, that, not out this way. Not in the West Coast, bro. I don't know how they rocking out there in Brooklyn.
And if Bob is not going to click up with us. No.
Yeah, hell no.
If he got money, we going to rob his motherfucking punk ass. But we ain't going to let him be in the hood. He ain't going to be part of the shit.
It's fool.
No.
That's right.
Agreed.
That shit crazy.
But it's cool. You know, he blew up. He had his fun. He talking crazy. They gonna, what they going to do to him? They all fake anyways.
Totally.
She ain't nowhere now, huh? That shit was just a phase.
Is Eminem still making music? Because allegedly he just dropped like a verse against
Eminem. Eminem don't have to make music no more.
Which, yes.
He's producing.
He just got to try to keep the dot off the pole because.
Yeah.
Okay, I follow her on social media and she doesn't seem like a bad kid.
I didn't say she was.
But, well, yeah, yeah.
You implied she's out there.
No, he's saying,
mom.
Yeah.
Because her mom, he got to try to.
Her kid, she's like 23, 24 now.
Who, she is?
Yes.
Ailey?
Like, yes.
Oh, wait. Was she dating what's that dude?
I know who you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know who she dated.
She was dating some fucking.
Some rapper dude.
Some singer or something.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't Bieber? Follow like that.
Was it Bieber, huh?
Who?
Bieber?
Was it? Was it
like
was
the
it?
Animal?
No,
Justin Bieber. Bieber.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
What the fuck?
Who the fuck is Bieber?
What? Over here.
Yeah, baby, we're over here. Come on.
I did. Okay. You took the mic. I thought I heard Beaver. I'm like, yeah. Well, who's that?
Jesus Christ.
I now see Beaver.
Yeah.
No. He's been married. No, are you thinking of Haley, like the other Haley? Like Bieber's Haley? That's two different Haleys. Eminem has a Haley, and then Bieber has a Haley.
Eminem's daughter was dating, so I'm thinking. I don't
shout out to Johan, man.
I don't really watch too much of that shit. Keep going, motherfuckers, but
it's okay. You know, you read your gossip magazines at night.
We're gonna have Johan in here, man.
Just like Carlos doesn't watch Selling Sunset.
I am JDM Gear. We're gonna have him in here soon. That's the homie, man.
I haven't been in the chats.
Hell yeah. We talked about all kinds. We got off on some crazy ass shit, huh? Right now. What else you got?
I'm actually running out of stuff.
She said I'm running out of shit over here. Hell yeah.
You guys know anything about the NFT stuff?
Yeah, no, but I'm working. Yeah, the NFTs are crazy, bro. Non-fundable token. That's what that means. You know what I mean? And a lot of shit they're selling in NFTs is that monkey.
I need to make me an NFT, so
what the
right. That's where you win.
So this is how it works, right? Like Travis, okay, like let's just say like Travis, I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was Travis Scott or I don't.
This this motherfucker got this collective, and you can join and you can make your own shit, sell your own shit.
Yep. Yeah.
The way it's just like this, you got to buy.
How
the
are you
shit
making money?
You, exactly. So, you got to buy the shit with cash.
Yeah, right.
So you buy the shit with cash. So the people that they're winning, but you're gonna win too. But you have to do like a, it's called a fiat.
Yep.
To transfer your to cryptocurrency.
Right.
But that all is. This is like
they have this. Bitcoin over here at the AMPM motherfucking the Bitcoin ATM right here at the
are
motherfucking AMPM. Hell no, I ain't lying.
Shut up.
You can take your cash right there at 36 and trade it for Bitcoin.
Hell yeah. Yep. So for check this out. So say Travis Scott, right? Say Travis Scott drops these seven songs, right? And he's got this NFT that he's gonna drop, okay? Now he drops this art piece of this NFT, right? And he can put 7 songs with it. He's gonna make 100,000 of those, right? And he's gonna sell those for $1 a piece. Okay. Now you, as a buyer, buying them off Travis Scott for $1 a piece, you're basically buying a share of his songs, a share of his, what he's doing, right? And you own that art. And once you own that, now you're able to sell it for like $300 because you just got it for him for $100. And now you're selling a Travis Scott piece with 7 songs, right? That's going to be worth
it. Who thought of this?
Look,
listen, like he's saying, that's true, but when they sell that, right, and he made 100,000 pieces, you're saying 100,000 pieces, right?
Right.
And he sells them $1 a piece.
Say if he's selling, he made him $100,000.
Say he sells them to 100,000 different people, right?
They can turn around and sell them for $300 a piece.
For $300 a piece, all of them.
Right? Right. So I'll buy 40 of them. I'll spend $40 and buy 40 of those, right?
Travis Scott.
Now I got 40 $300 pieces.
But he gets 10%.
Of every one of those pieces that you sell.
Someone resells this shit.
Yeah.
It's like a royalty.
It's a royalty, yeah, man. It's a royalty, and on top of that, you're owning shares.
Okay, who thought of this?
Man, I don't know who the fuck.
And who thought was like, hey, I'm going to sell my shit, but and you guys are going to resell
this
it?
This is crazy. Yeah, no, this is smart, weird. Though,
it's like, yeah. You know,
it's the new shit.
Why would you
want? If you make one, I don't want to join it and do it.
Well, so this.
Why am I inclined
okay,
to go
well,
buy
let
this?
Me ask. So this is how we would do it, right?
Only if you want to sell.
Say if we stop fucking.
Art, digital art, right. Or some shit you want to get into.
Or if we wanted to, right? We can fucking. We can create an art piece, a Smoker's Lounge art piece. We could drop a whole season of fucking podcasts with that art piece and sell them.
Mm-hmm. Or you two could create,
you know what I mean?
You and him, avatar, make you guys own avatars, and make like a story going through the whole fucking
and sell those.
Like, you know, people are weird. They
like
might buy
Pat and Jen
avatar and sell it here and this, like, it's weird shit.
That's totally not in my.
I wouldn't
knowledge base
it,
of any kind.
I mean, I'm not into all that shit. So.
We're gonna figure it out, huh? Hell yeah. What else you got floating?
I don't know. Because I'm confused now.
She said, got me fucked up. She don't know where China is. And
I'm not geographically good. We have talked about that. I couldn't fill in the 50 states. If my life depended on it, we would die.
Yeah. If we gave her the map, man, she's going to send us out. She's going to send us out to the ocean.
Here.
Yep.
China here.
All right, so you've been watching the new Cobra Kai.
Who's been watching
we,
it?
Okay,
we.
All right, hold on. Relax.
Cobra Kai.
Relax. Relax.
No. That's bullshit. Because.
Her up like
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Like, right. Not fair.
All right.
You
were
right there every second of every minute of every episode right there. Watching it just like you don't
it was
watch
like,
Selling Sunset.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Now that's a lie.
Bullshit! Because you were watching episodes with me and you're like, oh, did that just happen?
Hell no. Yeah, no. Because I walk in the house and shit and I'm standing there and I'm like watching this. This shit's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, it's
in a way,
trash.
I'm like, these motherfucking bitches is nuts. Like, the shit y'all watch, that's drama.
No, I don't watch
this
shows
is,
like that.
Okay, so, like, back in the days,
like
soap operas used to be like,
did you watch that one? Them three females, the two white chicks and
bro,
the black
girl? Bro, drama this is drama. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
this
know what
is.
It's called, but my daughter's my wife watching.
What's
I'm
it?
Like,
wait, what is it again?
It's some Mexican dude. He's like some gang member.
Uh huh.
And he gets them, these square-ass white bitches.
Good girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I watched that shit, too. I watched that shit.
It was really good. Oh, he's so fine, Manny.
That was a good show right there.
It was good.
I got my wife and my 5 daughters that live there, right? And them motherfuckers.
Yeah. My dogs ain't even fucking.
The TV's in there, and I can see it from there.
You can't help but
quit lying. He's like, man, I'm over here watching.
No,
he's like, there's a reflection
like,
where I see it at my peripherals, and there's nothing I can do about it. That's a guy answer right there.
They watch that show, Jane the Virgin.
Oh, I don't like that show.
I hate that show. I'm like, this is the dumbest fucking show ever.
Some of it's hella dumb.
Like, what is wrong with you people?
Some of it is hella
dumb. What's wrong with you
people? Some of the shit my daughter's watching, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
they watch crazy shit.
What did my oldest watch? And I was like, what the fuck are you watching?
Yeah.
I forgot. But no, Cobra Kai's good.
Yo, tap in the comments, man. What you smoking on?
What you smoking on? What you smoking in? And who you smoking with?
What you smoking on? That means fucking what kind of weed you got. What you smoking in?
Obviously.
Which is a pipe, paper, blunt. And who you smoking it with, man? You smoking by yourself?
With your dog?
With your dog.
Or your pig?
Yep. I be getting our pig high.
We can't get Pickles high.
All right, so check this out.
She doesn't get high.
We won. I figured out Pickles, man. She don't get in the shit no more.
We haven't won. She always finds something.
I won, man. I got everything childproof. Hey, super childproof in my house.
Question. You still a Raider fan?
Yeah.
I'm always a Raider fan. We got our asses whooped.
Yeah, but I seen that. It's all good.
No, I'm just wondering.
He said, well, I just wondered.
We're not bandwagon fans. No, we're going to lose. Who's your team?
No disrespect, but don't think that Raiders are any type of loyal anything.
Look.
Because
they're I don't even know how we
went
to the playoffs.
When did you become a fan? When they were in LA or in
LA? Oh, you asking me? Oh, she became a Raider fan when she met me.
I was a true Raider fan with him. But my uncle was a Raider fan. I never watched football growing up. I didn't really watch football until I got with him. Like, my dad was a Niners fan. Like, I don't know if you remember my family or not. Niners fans.
That sucks.
But I wasn't into football. Like, we would have football parties, and that's the only time football would be fun. Hey. But, no, I never really was.
I was fucking, I was telling fucking.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
I was running around fucking yelling Raiders.
Who's your
Niners fan?
Don't he look like one?
I was going to say. No, I'm a typical Niners fan.
What we dabbing on, Dirty? You taking some of that?
So how far do you think you guys are gonna go?
Oh, they might take it all the way, man. Niners are looking pretty fucking good. And honestly, look, I would love to see the Niners win, just because it's Bay Area. Like, look, if the Raiders ain't winning, at least this area needs to win.
I don't want.
You know what I mean? I'm with that shit, but fuck the Niners right now. Fuck the Niners up. Oh boy, fuck the Niners. This is yeah. Oh boy!
It just sucks because we can't go to we can never until they
talking shit all weekend.
Hell yeah, he's been talking shit on Raiders.
He really has.
My boy, oh boy, man, he lost this motherfucker. He's such a Niners fan, right? He's like, man, fuck the Raiders and this and that. And I'm thinking, like, damn, bro, you're gonna lose a lot of people. You know what I mean? Fuck. And boom, I'm like, fuck, man. He's over here like, fuck them. Yeah, he's like, he's real. He's
dying.
People take it serious.
But like, don't go ahead and do your, you know, taunting, and that's fine. But it's just like, people get so fucking offended. Like, grow some balls and move the fuck on. Are you personally suffering from what he's doing? Absolutely fucking not.
Unless you lost fucking 5 racks on that game or something.
That's your fucking fault for being a dumbass.
Hey. I don't feel bad for any Raider fans.
This fool, hell yeah. He's a Niner fan.
You know the fact that
I don't feel bad for drug addicts. Right. Or bums. Okay,
the fact that we even made it this far is progress.
I don't even know how we made it to the playoffs, man.
Because listen, you guys do this every year.
We don't make it to the playoffs, babe. We don't make it to the playoffs.
Look, they're going. Oh, they're gone. They're down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know, so we made it to the playoffs. That is progress. Progress.
Hey, you guys.
One step at a time. Next year we'll get to 2. And then we'll make it to the fucking championship game.
You guys
are
like a 13-year-old having sex. You go on shoot your load. You guys shoot your load quick. And it's a wrap after that. Like, yo, that's it? You guys done?
Hey, I think we made it further this year. So we went a little bit longer.
The first 5 games, and especially if they're talking like they play us. And
that
if
was
they
the
win,
best record we've had since for fuck. Gruden. Like, Gruden didn't even have a record.
I think it was the best record since Gruden first time.
Yeah.
before he went to the Bucs.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. They paid a lot for that motherfucker,
I'll
man.
I'll tell you like this. You guys are number one and being last.
Man, fuck you, man.
Okay, but I mean,
fuck all of you guys right now, all right?
Talking shit about my own team because
yeah,
we
I
suck.
Know that. Man, come on, man.
We suck.
We need some.
And that's why I said on my chat, if nobody was because nobody was talking to me, is this game was like dependent upon which team comes out. We are very bipolar.
You guys are considered the battered women of the NFL. All right. You know, because you just
I'm gonna turn your mic off.
No matter. I'm like shit.
I blame the ownership.
Hey yo,
you see, Mark Davis
sucks.
We could just blame they fired Gruden. I don't.
He wasn't any better.
No.
What was it, third or fourth season in? still hadn't had a positive.
And it wasn't that like the highest paying contract in a really long time.
Transfer over to a hockey team, and they would be bad fucking hockey team. You know what I mean?
He said they'd be a badass hockey team. They like to fight and shit.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
They don't need to fight. Play football. They need to fight. Give them a hockey stick.
He said, "Yeah."
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah!
Fucking Happy Gilmore and shit.
From Oakland, don't know how to play hockey. Hell yeah! Nah, shout out to everybody for tapping, man. We appreciate it. Happy
Monday.
Fucking Monday. You got anything before we get out of here?
My life is officially stopped again. I start school tomorrow.
Hell yeah. What about you, Dirty?
I got work tomorrow. I got work all week.
Keep out for Dirty, man, because we're going to have this motherfucking barbecue. And he'd be barbecuing. Mm-hmm. Check him out. Fucking Dirty Wild West Barbecue.
January 29th.
Ben?
Shit. I'm getting ready for my birthday this weekend.
Oh, shit. You doing something big or what?
I have a party at my house.
Shit, I'm gonna have to pull up. Yep. Make sure you're checking us out on Instagram, man. Official Smokers Lounge Podcast. If you have not yet, donate it to the page. Hit the link in the description and the link tree. We appreciate everything.
Yes.
Shout out to all the sponsors one more time. Boom. We appreciate you. There they go. Appreciate everybody. Make sure you're following us on all streaming platforms. Smokers Lounge. We out this bitch.
Bye, guys.